Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, about 23% of people have gotten into a fight with a neighbor in the past 5 years and felt threatened by them.
Wow.
I felt threatened by a neighbor the other day. I'll tell you that story coming up. Oh, man. So there's some interesting stats on your neighbor. You know, they say 25% of people admit they don't even know their neighbor's name.
I do not.
I know most of my close neighbor's names.
Okay.
But if you get too far down the street, I start to lose track.
I have a retired couple on one side. They were there when I moved in. I know them.
Yeah.
The other side of me, mm-hmm. they moved in right when COVID hit from New York. I see the tag.
Okay. So it's
and
been
all I've
years.
Done was wave. Now, okay. My nephews played basketball with their son.
Okay, that's good.
But I don't know their names, and I hate that.
Well, 6% of people say they've never even seen the people who they live by.
It sounds like a horror movie.
No, something's fishy there.
You know, I will say two doors down from me, these people moved in. I have never seen them. Their cars are there one day. They're gone one day. But I never have seen anyone at that house.
That reminds me, three doors down, it's a pretty good band.
Okay. So, noise was the biggest reason for fights. 37% said that. And then the other main reason were arguments about parking, pets, and children.
So, our neighbors, who are two doors down, they have a band, like a rock band.
Yeah.
And they practice all the time.
I lived in a neighborhood like that.
We've got a house between us, so it does not really bother us.
Yeah.
But I always wonder about the people who are next, who are in between them and us. They must hear that all the time, and they don't complain. And I would be like, oh, man, that must be tough.
Well, 65% say it's completely unacceptable to speed through a neighborhood, but 44% of the people do it, speeding through the neighborhood.
I'm one of those guys that if I'm going down my street and a car comes flying up behind me, I'll slow down.
All right.
I'm like, you're on my street, buddy, 35 miles an hour.
Do you yell at him? Because
no, I don't. I'm too scared.
Okay.
But I have a friend who speeds, and she'll pick me up to go out, and she'll fly down my street. I hide my face. I'm like, my neighbors are not going to see me riding in a car going 50 in a 35.
Well, now when you get kids, you start to slow down, and they put the kids at play signs
out
there.
I hate those.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, you're so special. Your kids is more important than everyone else's kids. You got to put a sign in the street.
Drive like your kids are playing here.
Yeah. Well, one of my neighbors about beat me up. I don't even know her name, but she called me out. You know, I bought a golf cart for the kids. The reason why, one of my kids wrecked my brother's golf cart. And
so buy them one. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
this isn't making any sense so far.
Well, because he's going to be driving in a couple years. And so I'm thinking, man, he needs some practice.
So if I'm understanding this right, your kid broke your brother's go-kart, which you probably had to pay for.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you bought another one for you.
Well, for the kids, because they need some practice, man. I mean, it's scary.
And that's a great way. My niece and nephew learned on golf carts.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Ocean Lakes. But, they weren't supposed to be driving, but we said, go ahead and drive. Learn how to drive.
I'm in the neighborhood the other day, and I'm letting my youngest drive, okay? So, obviously, he can, and he's a better driver than my oldest. So, this lady, she pulls me over like a police officer. And whips right in there. I couldn't go anywhere. She goes, you know that he's not supposed to be driving a golf cart, and you have to register that golf cart. And
yes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Karen, that's a Karen.
She just let me have it. And she said, you got to go to the DMV. You have to have that registered. And I'm sitting there. And, of course, my son's just looking straight forward like he's got pulled over by the police officer, the neighborhood cops.
I'd be like, son, hit the gas. Run him over.
Well, now, were you in the golf cart?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm sitting there.
I would have said, listen, you need to talk to him.
Yeah. I'm like, son, I cannot believe you're on this golf cart.
You told me you were 16.
Fake ID.
Yeah.
But now she's right. You are supposed to have it registered and have insurance on it.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to have it registered. I had to go to the DMV.
Yep.
Well, if you're going to drive it on the street.
If you're going to drive it on the street, yes.
We drive ours on the sidewalk.
Well, but okay, no. You're supposed to have it. You're supposed to have it registered, and you can drive it 4 miles within your house, you know, in the street. But your neighborhood is a street.
But yes, you know what's sad is this is because of some Karen somewhere had to ruin a good thing. Yeah. People were like, hey, we got golf carts. Kids can learn how to drive on them. They get around the neighborhoods better. And then someone's like, oh, my God, look at that 14-year-old driving a golf cart.
He was 10.
Well, yours is younger. Yeah. I can see you're the one who caused this.
Oh, and let you know also, you cannot drive it on numbered streets.
Oh, okay.
Like 418 or 146 or 29 or 85. Do not get on the interstate.
What about like if your street has a number and a name?
I don't know.
Well, if it's a residential street, it's not a numbered street.
Oh, so residential is the only ones that are allowed?
Yeah.
I thought that was not a good idea because my son was on Woodruff Road and, man, people were honking.
But you think about people, you know, complaining about a kid driving a golf cart when there's people out there drinking on mopeds. And
I know.
I'm like, it just, I don't know. It was embarrassing, though, when she got out of the car, got my ear and pulled me down to the DMV to get my golf cart registered.
I don't believe you.
No, I didn't do that. But she yelled at me, and now she'll give me dirty looks.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, you just made me think they should make mopeds with training wheels because it's hard to balance that thing when you've had a few drinks.
It is.
I don't know. I would have to find some way to get revenge on her.
Well, I don't. You know, I'm not a revengeful kind of guy.
I mean, so. I don't know. Have your son run into her mailbox or something.
No, then that would prove the point.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You run into her mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your driver's license in your car and say, look. I'm not any good. He's better on the go-kart or golf cart than I am on the car.
Mm-hmm.
There's bound to be some angle to this. I wonder if anyone out there has had to deal with this and what they've done. Because you know there's other rednecks like us that don't have their vehicles registered and they got their kids running around on the golf cart. And if they aren't hitting anybody or causing a problem, I don't see why anyone's complaining.
Well, I got mine registered now.
How much that cost?
It's like
$5.
It's pretty cheap.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what about the insurance?
$150,000.
Especially if your son's going driving. How old is he? 16?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
What do you do when you have a house guest who breaks some rules, I guess, and they're a relative?
Will you see him again?
Yeah.
Okay. That's always tough.
It's my sister-in-law.
Okay.
Who's also my wife's, well, she is my wife's sister, but she's my brother's wife.
Jerry.
Oh, I'm doing it to myself.
Yeah, that's bad.
That is weird.
That's a crazy family dynamic.
It's really not weird for me because I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. I met my wife, we dated, we got married, and my sister-in-law took my brother took my sister-in-law on a date the night of our wedding. So they started dating after we got married.
Okay.
And that's when it got weird.
Now, when's their daughter and your son going to start dating?
That's actually illegal in all states.
Cousins still date.
These are double cousins or something.
You can't do
that. It's like dating your sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's funny you mentioned her because she was in the story.
What happened?
They have a pet guinea pig named Cake. He's a cute little guy.
I love barbecue.
This is too small to barbecue.
Yeah.
But Cake is a cute little guy, but he's got his little handheld carry cage you can take him places. So they brought him with them on vacation, which I can't complain. We take our ferrets home to my parents all the time. That's fine.
Now, you guys were at your house or at a different place?
They came to our house.
Okay, all right.
So my sister-in-law comes downstairs talking to my wife, and my wife's like, hey, what'd you guys do with Cake? And she's like, oh, we let him, you know, sleep in his cage last night, but we're letting him run around the room right now. We have the door shut.
Okay.
And my wife said, well, he's not like litter trained or anything, is he? She goes, no, but his poops are just little pellets. They're super easy to clean up.
Little bitty ones.
And he doesn't pee very much.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And my wife's like, we don't want any pee
right,
on
agree.
Our rugs, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, we don't really want the poops there, even if you are going to vacuum them up. We'd rather not.
Now, was she letting him free range or free roam, like for the whole day or just for a couple minutes?
More than minutes, like hours.
Okay, all right.
So my wife's like, well, listen, we've got ferrets. We have a ton of different size cages.
Mm-hmm.
We got a pretty big cage he could run around in and it'll feel big to him.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he's fine like he is. You know, he'll do fine running around up in that room.
Well, so you got the sisters going at it kind of, which I think that's a good, we kind of got to back off there. You did the
Me,
right
I
thing
wasn't
there.
Even in the room.
Well, that's good. That's
but,
good.
But
because I would call my brother out. I go, look, you know what? This is my house.
Yes.
Right? And I don't want that.
You didn't
right?
even ask ahead of
yeah,
time. You didn't say, hey, is it okay if the guinea pig runs around in the room?
Okay.
I wouldn't even call my brother out. I'd tell the girl, the daughter, I'd be, put the thing yeah. in the cage or it can go outside.
So let me tell you just quick side note story.
Okay.
I go to visit my brother last year. Okay?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Take my dog Otis, all right? Thought everything was cool. All right? I leave the house, and of course the Otis was a big hit for the, you know, the cousins and stuff. So I go and I'm going to see my brother this year, and I call and I talk to my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she's like, I guess he didn't tell you, did he? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, last time you brought Otis here, he was sneaking up into the top room and pooping on our new couch.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
I said, well,
are
no.
Are you sure it was Otis?
Yeah, yeah. Or one of the kids.
There's
was.
A lot of people there.
And I said, oh, I didn't know that. He didn't tell me. And so I call or I text my brother and said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that. And he just like, he goes, ha, ha, ha. You know how she is. She just tells it like it is. Go ahead and bring Otis. It'll be fine. But he had to clean it up. But I had no idea that the dog was doing that. Or I would have, you know, I wouldn't have taken Otis the second time.
Then you weren't watching him well enough.
I know. He was sneaking. But we closed all the doors this time.
Well, dogs are sneaky like that. And if you haven't had them do that before, you don't expect. You think they're house trained.
Right. Yeah. But my sister-in-law, just to let you know, called me out.
Oh, yes, she
yeah,
did.
Yeah. So.
And then not only that, but made it sound like you weren't allowed to bring him now.
Exactly. I felt bad.
I told you what happened to my friend. Mm-hmm. Her power went out one winter, and so friends of hers said, hey, bring your dogs over. She had two big dogs, mm-hmm. like labs.
Okay.
She let the dogs, took them in the house, came out to pack up to
right,
unload
yeah.
stuff out of her trunk, and she hears screaming inside the house.
Oh, no.
Apparently, their parrot was out. The dog took off one of the parrot's legs.
Oh, no.
She said she heard the screaming, ran back in the house, and there's feathers flying everywhere.
Oh, no.
And the parrot's going, my leg, my
yeah.
leg,
yeah.
my leg, my leg.
So she said she loaded her dogs up, went back home to her cold house.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, you have to be careful of bringing pets into your home.
But I mean, they should have had the parrot put up.
Well,
the
and I don't know the situation, but.
Ever since then, the parrot had, it's like, you can't stand on that little bitty bar. It's like tilts over.
It's got a wooden leg.
Does it?
No, are you serious?
No, the parrot does.
What happened to the parrot? Is it okay other than the leg?
Oh, I'm not sure. This was years ago, so I'm not sure about it now. But it lost its leg, and
well,
I think
parrots live like 80 years.
Yeah, I think it still lived after that.
It's probably tired.
I think. I mean,
always having to be that one
hopping
switch.
On one leg. Here's the thing, though. You know, you're going to have these instances, especially when you're bringing your pet to another person's house.
Right.
And that's the point that I'm getting at. And I think it's okay for you to call her out and say, look, don't do that.
Well, like I say, the part that really upset me is that she didn't even ask us. She
yeah.
didn't even, like, think it was a problem to let her animal pee all over our floor.
Okay. Did you see anything after the, was there any instances?
I mean, it's a really small amount of pee.
Okay. What are you complaining about?
I don't want pee in my carpet.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, do you feel like checking your email is a chore?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, there's so many emails and I guess I need to go through them and assign them the junk mail or the spam category.
It doesn't matter. You get a ton more the next day.
Are we supposed to check it?
We are. They specifically told us that.
I didn't even get on yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't get online at all.
How about your personal email? Even my personal email is a burden to me at
me
this
too.
Point. Because I at least get 100 or so emails a day.
Wow, I
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
And what I get normally is something that I subscribe to. However, lately, my spam folder's been filling up, and
yeah.
it used to not do that.
Well, for me personally, it's like, and I do a lot of eBaying, so it's like, you know, hey, you know what? Don't let this bid pass you by. So, these gentle reminders that I need to go do a little shopping. with a lot of my emails.
That's what I love, emails when they come through and they're like, your order is shipped. Yes. Look
like
forward
that?
To those. Yes.
Well, because you already know your order is going to be shipped. So.
I track it.
Yeah, you want, it's exciting to follow.
Yeah.
See when it's 10 stops down, 9
yeah.
stops down.
If you need some entertainment, you know, I'm going to go watch and see when my package
She's
arrives.
She's not alone. I mean, there's a reason they do that.
You mm-hmm. like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love it when Amazon says we're 5 stops
yes.
away. I'm out my window going, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting how many houses they could be up.
Who needs to subscribe to Netflix?
I just have to order more packages.
There mm-hmm. you go. All right. How about when you are checking your mailbox for snail mail? Do you get as excited about that?
I don't as much because now I know whether it's Amazon or not. But before I knew, I was excited to open and see.
I'm talking about regular mail.
That's what I'm talking about. They put stuff in our mailbox all the time from Amazon.
Plus, as an adult, it's all bills anyway. It's not as much fun.
No, I don't get bills anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst.
Because they all automated and all on the online.
I get bills.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get any paper bills.
Really?
I'm upset when I don't have anything. I'm single. My day is walking out to the mailbox finding junk mail.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I ordered some of the COVID tests from the post office. I'm excited. I'm waiting for the 8 tests to get there.
And it's funny, Cato, because it's even like when I order Amazon and stuff, once I open it, I don't even care anymore. But the excitement of getting it and opening it is the thrill.
It's like Christmas, like before Christmas.
I can't wait to take a test. I don't even need to. I'm just going to take it when I get them.
I'll be honest, I took one the other day and I haven't even had any symptoms. I did, just to see.
41% of people say they look forward to checking their mailbox every day, Cato. Yeah, so it is something to do. Now, I will say what really annoys me is when you get one of those letters that looks like a check. It's like, and it's from like a car dealership or something.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to go buy a car to get that money.
Official
you didn't
documents.
Know that already? I mean, it's not like you fall for that after you're 20 years old.
Yeah, you do. 58% say they don't think much about the snail mail at all anymore.
Wow, I'll check it on Sunday knowing they don't even deliver.
Me too.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do. Now Amazon delivers on Sundays.
I don't really order a lot of Amazon.
You need to order more. It's really exciting.
You know, the thing about those checks that come through the mail or that thing that looks like a check, it's kind of like the trick virus that you can get on the email.
Sure.
Or have you gotten the emails where you have to take the test and you get like a $50 coupon?
I won't do those.
All that stuff's a scam. No one's waiting to hand you money.
Well, I've not gotten 3 of my coupons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You must have failed the test.
I thought I did good on him.
Oh, he failed the second he started taking it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever believe anything when someone's offering me something that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll check something out so I can tell other people. Like, there's a thing going around right now where you can get like all this money and all you have to do is go online and click on a few links. When you get there, it'll take 10 years of your life to do everything they did say, and it would cost you more than you would have made.
What else are you going to do?
I thought that.
Well, you can sit around and watch your Amazon guy deliver his package or your package.
Yeah, that's way more exciting. You're going to get something from that.
We're talking about mail.
I'm about to say.
Yeah. 51% of people say getting an advertising card or flyer is a very negative experience when it comes to still getting snail mail. And 94% say they have a very positive reaction to this when they get it in the mail.
Their IRS check.
A birthday card from their grandmother or mom.
Oh,
yeah. You get it.
That's the only people still sending them in the mail.
True.
Is your grandma.
Yeah. You know what? It's going to be kind of a downer when your granny starts sending you money Venmo. It's like, times have changed at that point.
That'll never happen.
It has.
You get that $5 from Venmo.
It won't either. My grandmother's dead.
Well, it won't happen for you, but it's happening, man. My kids get stuff from their grandma on Venmo.
Sounds good to me. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail.
Exactly. Although that's fun.
Meh. I like that money.
It's
quickly.
Fun for grandma to be on there until she gets hacked and doesn't know it. And then she's sending money to these companies that
are scams. My problem. Well, she's still got enough left for my birthday.
Oh.
I was joking. Sort of.
All right.
Doesn't seem like it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You need to be careful when you're getting advice on the internet.
Well, sure.
Pay a lot more attention to the guys on a radio show.
Oh, yeah,
know
sure.
what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something I read today, and when I read it, I thought, I don't know about this. I want to get y'all's opinion on it.
I do like the fact that you are a very suspicious kind of guy.
I'm a skeptic.
You very much are. And you've taught me some things over the years. And I'm too trusting. I'm way too trusting.
Right. Like that time you really trusted that Nigerian prince.
Yeah.
I told you, don't be trusting. Mm-hmm. But here's this thing. It's a study that's out now that says secret spending can actually strengthen a relationship.
Mm-mm.
And they're talking about when you're in a relationship like a marriage or a very close relationship and you have access to each other's money, but you go and sneak off and buy something expensive without telling your partner.
Yeah, I told you that when my brother and his wife, she would find out that he spent some money. And so she would go and do revenge spending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my wife can do that if I'm not careful. I have to make sure I don't do something to make her get to revenge spend on me.
So you go buy a video game, and you gotta sneak it in, or she finds out about it.
Right.
So, well, you bought a $45 video
or
game.
Or a $69 video game, or $74 video game.
I guess I'm going to get me some $69 shoes.
Or, no, she don't buy shoes cheap like that. She's, yeah.
Okay.
She might get a massage for that money.
What?
Yeah.
You guys get massages?
She does.
Oh, wow.
Whenever she's getting revenge on me.
Oh.
Okay. That's one of her favorite revenge things. She finds out I did something, and I see a massage pop up on the... And she's like, it's because I needed to de-stress after what you did.
At that point, I would volunteer and save a buck.
Well, that doesn't work.
I'll do it, honey. Just sit down.
No. she knows. If I've given her a massage, it's going to cost her. But anyway, so she does a little bit of it, but they say the reason this can help a relationship is that if you didn't spend too much, then actually it gives you this feeling of guilt. So you try to be nice to the other person to make up for the thing you feel guilty about. Mm. And so you actually improve the relationship without even planning on it.
You know,
to me, that sounds very... So it's almost like they came up with a way to excuse bad behavior.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, so you did this, but we'll make it, we'll spin it and come up with a way that made it okay.
But who wants to be in a relationship where you feel guilty?
Like, right.
And you're sitting there having that pressure the whole time and not being, I think truth is, that's the only way to really fix anything. And there's a truth behind everything we do. So if you're sitting there, and because you're hiding the truth.
Right.
You're hiding that you're spending something.
Sure. It's like hiding a dog turd or something.
But sometimes the truth don't work. You just have to hide what you bought. Just don't say a word.
He's not wrong.
But I don't know where that came
from. The guilt part that I don't like is the part where because you feel guilty, now you're going to be a better partner.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
There's other things you should feel guilty about in your relationship.
What?
Well, plenty. She does a lot around the house.
That's all right. She's agreed that it's okay.
Okay.
She feels like we have a good trade-off.
Well, and that's good. And then you got to kind of work that out on your own.
She's like, I'll work every day. Yeah. I don't have to work. Yeah. I get to take care of the kids. And that's the stuff she complains about the most.
But what this article is doing and saying is it's encouraging people to hide the truth from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm suspicious of that one. But I do see the logic in some ways. The person would feel guilty if they are sneaking out and buying them, you know, a new pair of shoes.
All right, so that's why I brought it to you, is I felt the same way. I'm like, part of me is going, this is stupid, and then part of me was like, but it does make a little sense.
I know. That's
confusing. Because you feel guilty, so you start being nice to the other person. I guess the answer is you should treat them that way even if you didn't guilt spend.
Exactly.
You should be trying to, the more you put into a relationship, if it's a healthy relationship, the more you'll get out.
Saw something that said that, you know, the less you think of you, because you're always going to be thinking of you. It's just built into us. We are selfish creatures. We're always going to be thinking about us for the most part. The more you think about others, the better off that you will be, or more happier you will be, because you are pleasing others and it makes you feel good about yourself.
I don't know. I have drama friends, and the more I think about them, I get stressed.
Okay, that's different.
Yes.
Okay.
And I just feel like that I try to self-evaluate all the time, and I feel like I do a really good job of thinking about her.
Okay. See, I told you.
Huh, sir?
I know.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.